Pippa, well, you've just completed the first phase, dressage. Tell me a little bit about this gorgeous horse and how the test went.
I love him. He's an eight-year-old, Maybach. He's owned by Sarah Sjöborg, Hedvig Wick, who they're from Sweden. Hedvig was with me for 3 years as a working pupil, and she ended up probably having more sense and went off and did sort of serious stuff at uni and business stuff. And so I very fortunately got the ride on this boy. He's lovely. I had him all last year, and then this year he went and was second in Tats in the two-star in Tattersalls. And he's basically stepping, you know, up his career. And love the horse, lovely brain. Wouldn't necessarily be the flashiest, but he's got a lovely brain. And I mean, I was late and the brain was great and he did everything he was meant to do. You know, a lot of where he's going to improve is just from maturing and getting stronger.
Because that is the beauty of the Magic Millions Festival of British Eventing, bringing horses on and competing and showcasing at all levels this weekend.
Yeah, and that's what's special. You know, it's always lovely to come to Gatacombe, and we were very fortunate with the rain we had last weekend. But it's great. You know, it is all levels. I this year actually haven't got one in the British Open. I've got one in the advanced, and then one in the intermediate championships. But I'm sure there's going to be a really exciting competition ahead for all sections, but I'm sure for the British Open in particular.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be a very challenging cross-country course from the captain, because that you've ridden here, the nature of the terrain alone is such a challenge, isn't it? So undulating.
Yeah, it's very much. I mean, it's very much about keeping the horses in a good rhythm and good balance on the terrain, and riding with your heads and riding to according to how the horses feel. I mean, if I'm being entirely honest with the British Open, I think it takes specialist horses. And, you know, as we saw last year with Gemma on Arctic Soul, he's a real thoroughbred, a real galloper. And where I am at with my horses, I actually feel probably, you know, to back down from the British Open this year, because I feel they're not quite ready to go out there and be as quick as they need to be competitive. And the horse I've got in the advance, I'm hoping to take to Burley. So I felt I needed a good, nice, solid run without feeling as I want to go really fast and competitive. But, you know, it will be exciting competition. And I've seen the field and there looks to be some very good combinations in it. And when I saw the field, I thought, oh, yes, I'm glad I'm not in it. but no, it's always great. And the captain does a great job with the course. And, you know, it's so kind and such a privilege, you know, Princess Anne letting us be here. And thank you to the sponsors. You know, it's brilliant.
I know you love coming here and you speak to all the guys, and there's something very special about coming to Gatacombe Park. It's like a highlight in the equestrian calendar. Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's the championship of the one days. You know, these, you know, as you said, it's a stepping stone for some of these up and coming horses. You know, they've all had to qualify. They've had to be first or second to be here at each level. So you are seeing, you know, a lot of the best ones, the one days. And I think it is. You know, it's always been a highlight for many, many years. And I remember, God, I can't remember when I won it, back in 91, the first time on Sir Barnaby. So I've probably been coming here a lot longer than a lot of people. And that's the saddest thing about it, that the more you look round, the younger the competitors get. And it's just great to see Tina trotting behind me, another old face.